Okay. What it do? It's your boy, Horse Son, also known as Nut. Welcome to West Coast Quarter Key. Okay, today, let me back that up a little bit. I hope you had a wonderful day. I hope you woke up on the right side of the bed today. And I hope you have a wonderful evening. Now we can get straight to it. Now, today's segment is something we already talked about. And I still feel like I didn't really get it off my mind like I wanted to. So my thing is, it's about hip-hop, and battle rap, and freestyle, and all that other stuff. You dig? Like, when you battle with somebody on a battle rap, do you think that sometimes they go too far, as far as talking about your dead mom, talking about your dead children, talking about your dead father, telling your mama and your dad or your daughter to suck their penis? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the reason why I never got off into battle rapping, like as far as me battle rapping, is because I feel like I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So for me, you get to start talking about my mama a bee and a hoe and she's dead and all that old stuff. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I'ma mess up. I'ma take flight. I'm gonna be fighting. You know what I mean? And that's why I never got off into it, so I wouldn't have to worry about that kind of situation. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying, the reason why I say this is because the other day I was on YouTube, and I didn't even know Mr. Fab. I've been gone from Oakland so long, I didn't know that Mr. Fab was really a battle rapper. I didn't know that was his, I didn't know that was part of his thing. So, you know, I was on the internet, YouTube, and I just happened to see battle rap Mr. Fab and somebody else. So I'm like, wow, I didn't know this. Let me see how you get in. So I go to it. And it was a dude, Arsenal, right? Black dude from New Jersey with dreads. The boy's a problem. Arsenal is a problem. I got to give it to him. But the man was saying some disrespectful shit, man. The man was sitting there talking about his mama was, his mama dead. Talking about the daddy ain't shit. He's dead. He was fucking mama with a sick dick. Excuse my language, but I'm like, oh, wow. I'm looking at him talking about your daughter. He said, I'm going to go over there and fuck your daughter with a... Fuck your daughter, take the condom and put it in. No, I'ma fuck your mama with a condom, fuck your mom with the condom, take it off and stick it in your daughter's mouth. I was like, oh my god, are you serious? Did this dude just say this? I mean, he's saying some disrespect. And I know it's about battle, I know you can't really get your emotions involved. But the whole segment is, do you think that they go too far with all that? Because I've never seen people die for something less. And me personally, what does that say about you, your character? Like, for money, what would you do? To me, that's another way of selling your soul for money, because I got too much love and pride to let somebody degrade or disrespect my mom, my daughter, or my pops, for that matter. You know what I mean? And with that being said, I think it should be limitations in hip hop for battle rap. Because even if a person lose, when he lose, he got to walk away with that L. And then on top of walking with that L, you're going to walk away with people talking about, bro, did you hear what that dude said about your daughter? Did you hear what that dude said about your dead mama, bro? Like, are you serious? And the whole thing about it is, I know it's hip hop at the end of the day. I know it ain't probably taking persons about coming for the throat and winning, but when I was growing up, it wasn't about that. Like, me personally, the whole battle rapping, freestyling, and all that stuff has changed from what it used to be. Because when I was younger, my impression of, my understanding of freestyle was you coming off the top of your head. You know what I'm saying? Not something that you had written when you put a bunch of written raps together and you just bust them. No, you came off the top of your head. You know what I'm saying? And that was considered a freestyle. Nowadays, that's not considered a freestyle. You know what I mean? Nowadays, a freestyle is consisted of a bunch of written raps that you happen to stick together to keep the thing flowing. Okay, cool. That's what y'all want to do with it? That's fine with me. Feel me? But this new generation got to understand, like, how can you pay homage to this hip-hop when you don't even pay homage to the artists that put it in before you? You know what I'm saying? Like, KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? The Boogie Down Production. You know what I mean? I'm talking about real crews, man. Like, back in the day, we used to listen to songs like Self-Destruction and, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. Nowadays, it's not even about that. It's like the destruction that took over. So now it's just like self-hatred that they that people speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got dude, like, I like Lil Wayne as an artist, don't get me wrong. I like Lil Wayne as an artist, don't get me wrong. But when he did that one song, Lick Me Like a Lollipop, and they did that video and all that songs on the radio, and I just want to F every girl in the world. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm like, wow, they're really playing this song on the radio. Wow, they really shot a video for this. Wow. Do y'all understand that our kids is growing up? He have a daughter. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, do you even have any respect for yourself, for your daughter, for your family? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, if you don't respect your family, if you don't respect your name, or your daughter, who else is? Now your daughter running around singing songs talking about looking like a lollipop. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, you teaching that, you promoting that. So when your daughter become a victim of controversy because now she end up sleeping with one person, but they gonna make it seem like it's bigger than what it is, now you gonna get mad and go do all kind of crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that to say this, right? I think we really need to watch, as far as rappers, I think we really need to watch what we put out in the industry. Because at the end of the day, man, when you got kids, you're trying to give the right message. I know people are like, I want to make money. But what y'all don't understand is, as far as artists, is in order, we make the music. We make the music. All we got to do is say, you know what? Let's, enough of this self-hatred music we putting out. Let's start going back to the positive days, the self-destruction days. Let's really make some good impact music for our listeners, man. So because it starts there, you got to change it. The only way to change people's thoughts and people's mind frame is you got to change your music, man. A lot of people listen to music to get by. A lot of people listen to music when they're sad. A lot of people listen to music when they're mad. So only way to really change a person's soul from the inside, if you really, really want to help somebody, it's change the music up. Change the lyrical content up. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I like a lot of that music stuff. At the end of the day, I can't go and pick my grandmother up, or maybe they both rest in peace even though they ain't living, but if they was there, I couldn't go pick my grandmother up and something like that, or my girl's mom up and be playing a songs like that. You know what I'm saying? To the point now, you can't even listen to hip-hop like that when you're around your food. You gotta figure a whole nother... Okay, let me find something else to watch. You know what I mean? Because, for a simple fact, listen to, because you don't want to disrespect the elder people that's sitting there listening with you. You know what I mean? So, my thing is, like, I kind of got off the subject, but it's still about hip-hop. You feel me? So, this subject today is about hip-hop in a whole. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just feel like, as artists, we got to have better, we got to have more, and we got to have better restraint when it comes to what we want to put out there. Because if everybody stop rapping this stupid raps, this self-hatred rap, and we start rapping about good things and positive things, what you think the record company's going to do? You think they're just going to be like, oh, I'm not even promoting you no more, I'm good? If you know everybody's on this self, you know what I'm saying, out the trunk, do it their self time anyway. So just imagine if everybody got on that same time, like, come on, y'all, it's time to change the game up, or to change the world, let's change the game, let's change the music up. Let's let these people hear this new music. Let's get these people a dose of new music where kids, where older people can play their music around kids and don't feel like they got a sense of the music, you know what I mean? And go there like that. I just don't understand it personally, man, you know? I love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm a part of hip-hop. I am hip-hop, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? I think any young black male grew up in the times we're living in, you're a part of hip-hop. You're hip-hop. Because hip-hop changed a lot of people's lives. Hip-hop helped a lot of people eat. People see, and that's another thing. Like, what's crazy is you got into hip-hop to make money. Like, you start thinking about it. If you can't play sports, you know what I'm saying? If you're really good at basketball, if you didn't have a good jumper shot, you either was rapping, playing basketball, or selling drugs. If you didn't want to sell drugs, you had to do one of the two. So, for the most part, people took rapping up because I couldn't play no basketball. I don't play sports. Barely watch him on TV. You know what I mean? So, of course, I jumped into rapping head first. And, you know, I could have landed on some real stuff. I know I was on the verge of blowing. I knew it. But it came a time in my life where you have to pick and choose. You know what I mean? And I was at that crossroad where it was like, okay, Your mom's sick. She's not gonna live too much longer. She can die any day. So do you come back to California and be there for your mom in the last days? Or do you say, nah, mom, she gonna be alright, and you just finish doing your music because you're trying to get to a certain place? Me, I love my mama. Despite whatever the hell we've been through, I love my mama. So with that being said, yeah, but you know, like I was saying, sorry, I had to pause for a minute, but yeah, I love my mom and everything, you know what I mean? So I had to do what was right for my mom, you know what I mean? And it's that, you know, I know she's sitting there proud of me for making the right, I feel like I made the right decision, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? I'm like, I can live with it, you know what I mean? Every now and then I get a little homesick from the music, like, oh man, I wish I was, you know what I mean? But at the most part, though, I'm happy with my life, man. You know what I mean? But back to the subject at hand, is hip-hop and where it's going, and, you feel me, the lyrical content of it, you know what I mean, like, the disrespect, the blunt disrespect. I was watching battles where it was really almost going to blows because these people trying so hard to win and stuff that they actually touching people, snatching people's head, hats off their head, pocket checking people. Like, come on, man. Like, now you're doing too much. We probably rapping. We ain't probably doing all this fit. This is not a physical sport. This is a lyrical sport that we go lyrical, not touching. And when you start violating and touching people, that's when things happen. You know what I mean? So, like, I like the Smack DVDs. I like the old school Smack DVDs when rappers got over there and promoted their rap group or their hood and talked about how who was the realest and all that. I used to like that back in the days. I seen where it was going, but I used to like it because it was a new wave of people being able to express themselves through music and get notification. You know what I mean? So, then when they came off the hood, that was cool. Like, this is all hip-hop, though. People don't understand, like, life is about hip-hop. And I think the white corporate world is starting to understand that now. They say this is a multi-billion dollar business. Like, people are really becoming millionaires with this. We got rappers that really done became, they start off rapping, but they ain't rapping no more. They probably, if they is rapping, they barely rapping. They doing movies, real estate. They got off into everything. See, rap did just open up doors for people to be able to hop into other aspects of the game. How, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what hip-hop did. You know what I mean? And which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, but killing me is now, it's like these people are so thirsty for attention and so thirsty to get on that I think they forgot the whole purpose of why we got into hip-hop. You got into it, like, you know what killed me is people that talk that, oh, I didn't get in. You can't get into something for the money. I didn't get in for the money. You're lying. You ever hear somebody say they didn't get off into hip-hop for the money? They're lying. Because there's no way in possible hell that you're gonna spend all your hours and all your life doing something that you feel like you're not gonna get paid off from doing. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. Like, you would rather sit there and be broke bummy but just do something for the love of it without worrying about a check? No, you do it to do your best so you can get money, man, so you take care of your family. It's like actors. Actors, they get up, they might have to be booked to do a movie. The movie might take them a year to do, 8 months to do, however long it takes them to do, but they go do their movie, and when the movie is done, they go back to their normal life. And they didn't say, oh, I want to be an actor for the art of acting. I don't care about the money. Come on, man. That don't even make sense to me. Like, when I hear that, I'd be like, what? Like, who says that? Who does that? You know what I mean? But, you know, that's their life and whatever. But I'm just saying, like, me personally, I just think it's all a bunch of bull crap. You know what I mean? I think you really want the money, but your skills is not up there like that to me, or you just ain't doing something right. It ain't even about skills, because you can be the wackest rap. You got some rappers out here that, in my book, I'm not going to say no names, but in my book, they whack. But I give them their props for the creative side of them, and for them going hard doing what they doing. You know what I mean? I give them that. I never say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he garbage, I won't listen to him. Like, it's a lot of garbage rappers that I still listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because they might have a hit song here, a hit song there. So, you know, I still listen. I don't just hate the game like that. I don't just hate the people like that in the game. I'm not one of them type of people. You know what I mean? I really like hip-hop. I'm really into the hip-hop. I really does hip-hop. You know what I mean? So, I know you're probably saying, well, why you like hip-hop so much? Why your segments ain't about hip-hop? Because I got more to talk about than just hip-hop. It's more to life than just hip-hop. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Just fill me out, man. You know, check it out. Like I said, you know what I mean? Come to my my Facebook. My Facebook is well, you know what? Just come to my Instagram. Horesun 510. WHORESON 510. You know what I mean? And just a minute, let me pause for a second. Yep. So I'm back, y'all. I just had to take a shot real quick anyway, too much information. But yeah, like I was saying, man, I love hip hop. I love where hip hop is going. I love that the simple fact that y'all is only gonna be a fad and we're gonna be around forever, you know. And it's been holding the test of time. But now it's like, you know, they talking about gangster rap and all this. I don't understand how they can categorize rap like that, but okay, cool, gangster rap. I really call it reality rap because, you know, if you're reporting the streets, then if you're reporting from the streets, then that's considered a ghetto report card. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's your report card. You're reporting what you see on the streets and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these rappers ain't really involved in all of that stuff that they talk about. You know what I mean? That's just, you sell the CD, they active. It's like active. They active trying to sell music. And you got these people that, they rapping. Like, I was rushing. I was tripping on this story by Jamie Foxx. Now, I got mixed feelings about Jamie Foxx. I'm gonna be honest with you. Because one minute Jamie Foxx seemed like he cooled me down. Next minute, it seemed like he just a troll. You know what I mean? So, why I don't respect Jamie Foxx? Well, that's not necessarily, I'm gonna leave that alone. But I listened to the story Jamie Foxx was talking about him and Plies shooting a video in LA. A whole bunch of gang members showed up. Like, yeah, Fox, Jamie, these dudes fake it, man. They talking about our lives and this and that. They making music, bruh. They making music. That's all. Music. Like, I'm really trying to understand, like, why is it a problem with them making music? Like, if they make gangster music, they make gangster music. That's what they like. If it's something that you can listen to, you shouldn't have a problem with it. But what it is, though, I think people just looking for a way to get in the game. You know what I mean? Looking for a way to get some kind of exposure or something. You know what I mean? So, me personally, I just feel like that's a weak way to get in the game. They're trying to downplay another one. I like Plies. And I really think that his first album is a classic. His first album is a classic. It ain't nothing on the streets that I heard of that speaking for what he's speaking that killed it like he killed it. You know what I mean? That CD is a classic. The one where you on there with his hands up and the Bible open and, you know what I'm saying? That album is a classic. You know what I mean? And Jamie Foxx talking about, yeah, I ain't know probably for all that. I just heard that song he did with T-Pain. You know, I never heard none of his albums. So, whose fault is that? You know what I mean? Like, if an artist come at you and say, I want to do a song with you, I want you on a song, instead of you being like, yeah, money hungry or whatever the case it is, you should have just been like, okay, cool, I'll get back to you. And that way, you give you enough time to do your homework on the artist, see what kind of artist you're dealing with. So, you know what to expect when you go. That's being professional. So, you know what to expect when you're going around them. Now, he going to say, oh, about 100... some dude walk up in there like, yeah, man, we faking these dudes, faking, man. Anytime I got to go step to them like a man, it's me, my sister, and all them Plies, man. If you got $100,000 worth of jewelry on, and you got 100 dudes walking towards you, you think you're being fake because you decide to dip and go take your jewelry off and then come back in the front of the situation? Come on, bro. Like, niggas is clowns to me, like. Real is real, you know what I mean? If a dude, I would have did the same thing. Let me see 100 dudes coming at me, and I got $100,000 on about to shoot a video, and they coming up in there talking about dudes lying, man. We want problem. What you want problem for? Because I make a CD. You mad because I made a CD and got famous, and you still in the hood drinking 40s and mad at me? Like, come on, man. Then the cool part about it, instead of Jamie Foxx being like, okay, he's an artist, man. He's just doing music. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to hurt nobody. He want to get on his little thing and try to talk bad about, but I never heard that goon is and goon. So what? Listen to N.W.A. I heard you recite a whole N.W.A. song. You feel me? Word for word. You know what I mean? And that was cool to you. Now tell me N.W.A. didn't have the worst record of all time back then, far as everything that was going on. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. You guys need to really step y'all game up out there. Quit all this fake trolling, man. I'm talking about be real, man. Oh, stop, bro. But forget all this fakeness that's going on now, man. Be real, man. You know what I mean? Keep it real, man. Wait, I'm just saying, though, for the streets, keep it gully, man. Keep it real, man. Like, you know, like I said, rappers the only ones that got to go through this bull because he just wanted to make some money so he could take care of his family. So he rapping about what's in style. Where your boy selling. He start rapping like that. Oh, he's not being real. So what? What actor you know out there really killing? You think Colonel Schwarzenegger really done killed 100 motherfuckers? You think he really riding around with AKs and SKs and Desert Eagles shooting up people? Like, come on, man. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're doing. Black people, we the only ones that make ourselves look bad. You know what's holding us back is us. You know what I'm saying? The only thing holding us back is black. Black people, only thing holding us back is ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You look at every other race out there. The Asians, they can live 100 motherfuckers in a studio. You know, I'm putting it on thick, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Mexicans, they do the same thing. Them Spanish, they do the same thing. They can come and live with their family, 5, 6, 7 people in a 1-bedroom apartment, and they live there and comfortable. Treat each other with respect, love each other, and help each other out. Black people are the only people that don't do that. You know what I mean? But that's real though, man. Black people are the only people that we hold ourselves back. We hold each other back. You know what I mean? Like, and that's sad because, like, I just don't get it. Like, I grew up in a time where, you know, you helped your people out. You see an elder person walking across the street carrying bags or trying to get across the street, you help that person across the street. You see, if you was in your neighborhood, you see an elder person pull up and taking groceries up to their front door, and you help them get the groceries to the step to their front door. You know what I mean? When you see the grown folks talking or grown folks coming around, you watch what you said around them people. You know what I mean? That's why we would grow up. We grew up with respect. I grew up with respect. You should respect your elders. This generation just don't do that. You know what I mean? There's no respect. That's another subject, though, and you know what I'm saying? But back to what we was talking about, this hip-hop thing, you know what I mean? It's just sad to see that we the only, like we can't get further in life because we holding each other back. You know what I mean? That's a sad situation. You know what I mean? Yeah. We are, but we will march and say Black Lives Matter until we can go and crash up things like the L.A. riots and tear up things. Like, everybody talking about, yeah, they went crazy in L.A. for that. Whoa, that's what we need to do. Did you understand that? Yeah, they were crazy, did all that in L.A., but do you realize after they put all them buildings back, you know who paid for that shit? The same people that tore it up. You know why? Prices got higher because they had to rekindle their money to fix everything. Prices got higher. So who really won in that situation? The police didn't because the L.A. people were so stupid instead of them saying, okay, let's go to the rich neighborhoods and let's go tear up the rich neighborhoods and let's go over there and ride over there. Then maybe we might get some kind of feedback. No. You know what these stupid motherfuckers did? I ain't gonna call them stupid, but they were just in their feelings. But you know what they did? They tore up their own community. Their own community. The same stores that they have to go back in 6 months, 7 months later when they rebuild them. The same stores you gotta go back in and buy a soda or some milk or something for your child. It's the same store. You can't go back. I mean, that you guys got getting charged all that extra money. You know what I mean? Because you tore it up. Like, real? I'm like, whoa, that's crazy to me. Like, for real. That's like really, that's weird to me. You know what I mean? to each his own. You know what I'm saying? My bad. Yeah, sorry about that little pause I did, but I'm about to end this one. Got a few things I gotta make happen, but God bless you all. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Stay focused. Stay safe out there. And thanks for tuning in to West Coast Quarter Kick. More to come soon. So, like I said, every day I'm gonna try to upload something. Hopefully, I'm getting better with it. If y'all don't like it, let me know how you feel. Send it a voice recording. I'll broadcast it. And thanks for all your support. All right.